some nifty tuning on the guitar there and sliding of chords. Maybe you find this relaxing and it eases you into what we're going to hear from today. It kind of puts me, I begin to talk funny when I can listen to it. But anyway, welcome along, day 12. We continue in Exodus chapter 12, where it says in verse 14, "This day shall be a memorial for you, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast." Today we read about the Passover, the main event in the book of Exodus, from which everything else stems, and the main event in the story of the people of Israel. From this moment on, everything hinges around this event. Their understanding about God, their understanding about themselves, and their understanding about what they are to be in the future. It's their identity is wrapped up in this. It's the event that is still celebrated right up until this day. In fact, it's celebrated the Wednesday before Easter Sunday this year. It is the event which Jesus and his disciples celebrated as they gathered before his crucifixion. And so if it was important to Jesus, it was definitely a huge factor in the life of Israel. And a huge factor for us. We talk in Christian circles about our freedom from sin. This language is used because God freed the Israelites from their oppression in Egypt. And so today, as we think about this event, we remember that God is still faithful, that he is still in the business of liberating and freeing us. Take a moment today to think about what binds you, what has control over you, or what oppresses you. It could be something small like the need to use social media. It could be types of alcohol. It could be a multitude of things. Lent is the opportunity for us to remind ourselves that God has the power to free us. And so as we fast from that thing which we have chosen, we recognize that God can free us and that it has no power over us. He's still in the business of liberating and freeing.